Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. We do have the Attorney General, the Treasurer, and the Secretary of State are all online, and as is the still acting Executive Secretary. Our first order of business is the minutes from the November 18 meeting, and those were distributed along with the agenda. Do we have a motion relative to those?
Yes, I looked at them, and I will move that they be approved.
Okay. I'll second that. Any discussion? Then all in favor say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Brad. Okay, then the second item of business is the November 25th meeting minutes, and do we have a motion on that?
I'll move we approve those also.
Okay. I'll second it. Any discussion? Hearing none, then, all in favor say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Aye, Brad. Okay. The next item we have nine loans up for approval this month for about $5.5 million. Tom, have these all been examined and approved for proper public purpose?
Yes, they have.
In that case,
okay.
I'll move we approve the nine loans.
I'll second that. Any discussion relating to the loans?
Yeah, hey, this is Matt. I have some concerns with the loans as a portfolio going forward, and I think at some point I'm going to take a look at, I don't know if it's after Jonathan comes in, but a more detailed analysis, you know, over the last 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, because obviously the loans have been a huge part of our portfolio. At some point, it was pretty much our only investment. And obviously, we have an expanded universe under the bill that passed under the Bucks bill. And, you know, frankly, I just have looked at the numbers, let's say, over the last 10 years, and it just doesn't seem like we're getting as good of percentages, you know, we could be getting under other fixed income. So it's a concern for me. And when I look at a couple of them, I mean, you know, we're giving out, you know, $1 million, you know, for 20 years in some cases. And it doesn't seem to, like, it's necessarily the best case. So I'd say going forward, I'm going to be very reticent to be supporting loans. So we'll talk about it in the future, but I want to just share that.
Well, this is
okay.
Doug. I'll make a comment about the situation. I don't understand exactly your concern in that our primary purpose, as I see it, as I have seen it, and I think I'm correct, was to provide loans to schools and municipalities. And we've never denied one. We've always thought that if it's approved by the local authority, school board, city council, that we would make those loans. We never have had a single loan default. They can't default. They're guaranteed. And we keep the interest rates competitive. So I don't see why we would ever not make a loan to the approved cities, counties, villages, and schools.
Well, Doug, this is Matt. I won't speak too long to the point, but my understanding, I mean, yes, it's something we've always, seemingly the BCBL has always done, but historically that's been one of the few avenues. That's pretty much what the trust fund loan portfolio was. And I'm not saying that these loans aren't going to get paid back. There has not been a fault. I have no concerns with it. Of any of that nature. I mean, obviously they're going to be fine. But it's actually not our job, in my understanding as a fiduciary, to give loans to municipalities or counties. We're supposed to make as much money as we can and give that back to our beneficiaries, which are the school districts. So it's not necessarily our job to give money out.
Let me ask Tom, our current secretary and attorney, am I incorrect that we don't have an obligation to make these loans to schools and municipalities?
I'm sorry, Doug. I didn't hear who you were directing the question to.
Directing to Tom, an attorney, or the Attorney General could have someone research it, but let's see if Tom Sherman, who's been around for a while, has an answer.
The Treasurer accurately stated the fact is as fiduciaries, it is your responsibility to manage the assets for the benefit of the beneficiaries. However, I don't necessarily agree with his interpretation or analysis of the loans as a as a viable investment for the trust funds.
But the question I ask is, are we obligated to make those loans? If a city or a school says, loan me money, and it's for an appropriate purpose, can we say no? I thought we had to loan the money.
No, the board has the discretion to say no, and over the years, the board has on occasion said no.
Well, we only said no. I've been around for a long time. We've only said no when there was some question about the purpose. But when it was legitimate, and so I guess I misread the, I guess I never read it, but I misunderstand what our duty or our purpose was. From the very beginning, when I first sat on this board, I assumed, and no one ever contradicted me until now, that our purpose was primarily to use this money, which was set aside for the schools, to loan money to schools and municipalities. If I'm wrong, I'm willing to stand corrected. Thank you.
What had happened is, from a historical perspective, is, again, if we go back 100 and some years ago, for the first 10 years of its existence, the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands actually made personal loans to people in the state of Wisconsin, and they were terrible at it. They lost almost half the principal of the trust fund in making those loans. And so starting in 1861, when we bought war bonds to finance the state's effort into the Civil War, we began the transition into making safer investments. In 1871, I believe it was, or 1873, is when the trust fund loan program began, and it became the most viable, safe form of investment for the board, to produce a steady stream of revenue for the trust fund beneficiaries over that period of time. So.
I see. So we could invest all our money in some new investment that we're going to look at, and we could tell the schools and cities, I'm sorry, no more money for you.
Please don't ask me to comment on that.
Okay, I'll withdraw I'll leave the comment standing. I think as one board member, I would be very, very reluctant to stop loaning to schools and municipalities, we could get a little more interest by buying stocks or something. That's just my comment.
Doug, this is Matt. I'm not necessarily advocating you said buying stocks or whatever. I want to look at a detailed analysis. I think Jonathan, when he comes in, will be able to do that. I just look back at a simple 10-year, we're at like 4.3. A lot of the other stuff with SWIB is closer to 5.2. Well, we've primarily been almost exclusively doing student, the trust fund loan program. And I'm not saying there's a problem with the program. There's nothing wrong with it. They pay the loans back. That's not the concern. My concern is that we do a more detailed analysis, because it isn't our job to necessarily give money out that way. In a lot of cases, you mentioned schools, it's towns or cities, and I know a lot of them like it and like the loan. I don't have a problem with that. I just am looking for a more detailed analysis going forward, because if we can make more money, it's actually our fiduciary job to make more money. Because if we have $1 billion in the common school fund. If we can, let's say, get a percent more on the billion, that's $10 million. That's not a small amount of money. So, it's just something I'd like to look at going forward. We're not going to solve it today.
Okay. Relative to these particular loans today, then, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor of approving these 9 loans, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Brad.
And this is Matt. I'll say no.
Okay. The motion carries. The next agenda item is just an advisory to the other commissioners that I did approve an expenditure of just over $5,000 to, I'm not sure, it's Rayco Forestry. They had done some timber stand examination work, and it was a $10,000-some total, as I recall. They completed half of the work, submitted the invoice for that half. We've confirmed that half the work is completed. and they're still moving forward to finish it, so I went ahead and approved the expenditure. If there's any comments, that's fine. Otherwise, we can move on.
Which is, pardon me, but remind me what that was for again. We hired them to do what? I've forgotten.
They're examining a timber stand. I think this relates to harvesting decisions. Is that correct, Tom?
In essence, what they do is they do an inventory of the timber on those parcels. They inventory the types of trees, the size of the trees, the age of the trees, and then that information is used in terms of for us to do our timber sales, so that we have a better idea of what we are selling on any particular parcel at any given point in time.
I see. And is this something we've been doing regularly for years that I just didn't notice?
Yes.
And then once we do this, we know how much to expect from timber sale?
Yeah, what happens is once it's done, we plug that into our software, and we have software that models the growth of those particular trees. And so over a period of time, we know what to expect in terms of the growth, in terms of what we would expect to harvest in 3 years or 4 years or 10 years or whatever the case may be.
I see. This is something that our foresters could do if they had more time or we had more foresters?
That is correct.
So we hire an outside expert to do the inventory. Okay. I see. Thank you.
Okay. Item number 6, I think, Doug, is one that you asked to put on the agenda regarding the attendance at the WFLCA Spring Conference.
Yes, this is Doug. I just think that we should have a representative representing Wisconsin at these Land Commission national conferences. So I guess I'm requesting authorization for me to attend the spring meeting of the association.
Okay. I'm more inclined to send staff. I think that's where we should focus our expertise. I don't know whether Tom's had any discussion among staff about he or Rich, for instance, attending. Tom, has there been any discussion about it?
I had preferred to wait until Jonathan had come on board before making that determination, because that really should
Fair.
Be something that should be from a staff perspective that should be determined by the new executive secretary.
Look, in my discussions with him, he's indicated that he'll be coming on after the first of the year, so we're a month out yet. Does that put us in any kind of jeopardy for registration or hotel deadlines and things if we put off this decision?
I don't believe that puts us in jeopardy there. Jonathan is planning it's my understanding that Jonathan is planning on starting the week of the 27th or 28th of December here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then,
yeah, this is Matt. I don't know much if they have a topic. Obviously, I don't support Doug going. I have nothing against Doug. It's just I don't know how much. If they're going to send staff, I don't think we need, you know, one of the three commissioners to go. No, I won't. That's about all I have to say about it.
It might be worthwhile to consider sending Jonathan as a chance to help get his feet fully in the water of the BCPL pool here. But so I'm going to suggest we put this off until Jonathan and Tom have a chance to consult on this and
okay,
make a recommendation to us.
Okay.
See, I just checked in the material I have. We would have to register before January 15th. So
okay.
Maybe Tom can make a note of that, and when
yep.
he and Jonathan first talk at the end of December, put this on their list to deal with right away.
Great. I'm pretty sure they'll be talking a lot before then, too. So I know, for instance, Jonathan has said he is planning to go up for the marking at the Mud Lake site later on this month. So I'm sure they'll have a chance to kind of discuss this a bit. Okay. Item number 7 is salary for the executive secretary, and it is my understanding that as the chair, I have the authority to make that determination. However, this is a team effort here, and I certainly would welcome your input. But when I spoke with Jonathan, this does, I think even the maximum we could pay him would be a pay cut from where he's at right now. And when he and I talked early on about him coming, he had proposed a salary of $102,000, cuts right in about the middle of where he was at and where Tia was at. That's my intention, is to go forward and authorize a salary for him of $102,000. But I'm interested in any comments either of you might have. Okay. Item number 8 is one that I don't know if we'll resolve this today. I put this on, and now I've been talking with Jonathan a bit about this, and he and I are going to work together to try to he's going to work on coming up with some recommendations for discretionary equity or retention adjustments and discretionary merit compensation. He's got a couple members of the staff that he thinks that would be appropriate for. I in particular think it's appropriate for Tom, given that he has been pulling double duty now for 5 months. I guess I lose track of exactly when Tia moved on, but for many months here he's been pulling double duty. So Jonathan is working on putting together a recommendation. So this particular item, I'm going to bump off to the next meeting. We probably need to act this year, because there's some piece of it, as I understand it, we could do yet this year, but most of it we'll have to do after the first of the year. So I'm going to move this to the next meeting.
This is Doug. I would just like to, you say Jonathan's going to do this. Of course, he doesn't work for us yet, but he's willing to be somewhat involved. I would certainly think that you would want Tom to work very closely with him on making these decisions, because Tom has supervised these people, and Jonathan, of course, hasn't.
Yes, absolutely. That is very much Jonathan's intention, is to work closely with Tom. As to the other staff members, Tom, when he submitted his plan to DOA, he did not include anything for himself. I wish I had noted that. Jonathan he's optimistic that we can do something for Tom as a one-time DMC. So we'll be exploring that. He will be working closely with Tom, and you're right, Doug.
Thank you.
Okay. Any future agenda items other than what we've already talked about here today? Anything else anyone wants to talk about now? Of course, you can always get them to Vicki. What is it, by the Wednesday before, right?
Well, this is Doug. I don't know how much of a broken record I can be, but just for the record, I would like to say I am not satisfied with our reporting for the treasurer's expenditures. I still would like to know, and maybe I can work with Jonathan about this next year, as how much has been spent for different items, whether it's rent or whether it's printing, whether it's salaries. I think we should know what that money is going for, and how that related to the unclaimed property mandate. Now, if we can't do that, I'm only one vote. Maybe I'll have to just give up on it.
Well, Matt has made an oral report. I don't think we have any authority to require him to do any more. We didn't have the authority to require anything of him. He's independent.
I just think that's
constitutional
that's absurd.
Officer.
I mean, if he spent money for printing, he hired staff people. I want to know how much he spent and what they did.
I think that is money that I'm a custodian of. I think that we have
the absolute right to know how that money was expended. That's why I asked for an audit. And at this point, I still think we should have an audit now. Okay. And I want that on the record.
Okay.
And the Attorney General doesn't agree, so I guess the Treasurer can spend money any way he likes, and we don't know about it.
I don't think that's a fair assessment of the situation.
Okay.
The Treasurer is certainly subject to public records requests. If there exists a document, then certainly he would have to turn that over. I believe he'd have to turn it over.
I guess I can consider making a public record request.
But the concern is I'm not sure that any such document exists. And that's what he has said before, that he doesn't have anything. He's indicated that he will try to put something together. It hasn't happened yet. So it's fair that you continue to ask, Doug.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think there's anything we can do at this point. You can continue to have it on the agenda. Go ahead.
Hey, Brad, this is Matt. Maybe after the first year, I can work with Jonathan and see specifically if there's anything the Secretary of State's looking for, and I can get it to him. There's very little there, but I'll be happy to work. I'll work with Jonathan after the first year.
Okay. Any other future agenda items? Okay. You can always get them through Vicki later. Tom, do you have an acting executive secretary report today?
Just a short one. The interest rate on the 10-year Treasury bond declined today to 2.15. And if you've noticed over the last couple meetings, the Treasuries have traded in a range of 2.2-something. So this is a slightly bigger move. That's not enough to warrant an interest rate adjustment in our loan program. The market's responding to a report which said manufacturing grew at the slowest pace since July of 2009. And there's a concern about continued contraction in some parts of the economy. So we have to keep an eye on that. Thank you for your signatures on those land patents. We closed the sale of those lands to Iron County for just slightly under $200,000. We received a larger number of timber sale bids this year. The high bids totaled over $635,000. And that total will go even higher since we are in the process of marking the Mud Lake property for review and then sale. As I noted during our last meeting, we're marking a pilot plot at Mud Lake, inviting stakeholders in to review our marking and offer feedback, and then we're going to mark the rest of the property and then offer that marked timber for sale. And finally, we received a request for assignment for one of our outstanding submerged land leases, and we will be bringing that to the board for consideration at an upcoming meeting. So that's all I've got today.
Thank you, Tom.
My pleasure.
Anything else for the good of the order? Then I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right, that's all of us. Have a great afternoon, gentlemen. Bye.
Bye-bye.